Expanding attacks against Ukraine. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Russia has launched deadly attacks in western Ukraine, hitting the city of Lviv, killing at least seven and injuring several others.
Lviv's mayor is saying that these are the first wartime deaths within the city limits of Lviv since this war began. Officials here are saying three of the four missiles hit non-military locations, including the tire repair shop. And just to the left of it is a hotel where the windows were blasted out as well. We went inside that hotel and spoke to a young man who says he was staying in a room with his sister and his sister's child. They felt the explosions. The windows came crashing in. The sister and the child went to the hospital.
Fox's Matt Finn is in Lviv. The Supreme Court is declining to wade into a lawsuit filed by four New York City public school employees over a policy that they be vaccinated against COVID-19. Lower courts had previously allowed the policy to go in effect while litigation continued, and Justice Sonia Sotomayor had also rejected an emergency request that the policy be put on hold. The justices said today they would not get involved in the disputes. The traditional White House Easter egg roll returned today after 2 years of cancellations over COVID-19 concerns.
This year, we're finally getting together again.
President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden hosting thousands of children and their families at today's event, which dates back to 1878. InfoWars filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection as the website's founder and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones faces defamation lawsuits over his comments that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a hoax. The filing puts civil litigation on hold while the business reorganizes its finances. Creditors listed in the filing include relatives of some of the 20 children and six educators killed in the massacre in Connecticut. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration issued new guidance today that requires material for projects like bridges, highways, and broadband internet funded by last year's infrastructure package be produced in the U.S. President Biden hopes to create more jobs, ease supply chain strains, and reduce the reliance on China. American Airlines is resuming alcohol sales on flights.
American Airlines is the last major U.S. carrier to bring back sales of beer, wine, and spirits to its domestic coach cabins starting today, the date the current federal mask mandate was supposed to expire, until the Biden administration last week announced a 15-day extension. Airlines stopped selling alcohol and food on flights early in the pandemic, with flight attendant unions blaming drinking for contributing to disputes and unruly behavior over forced masking. American is also bringing back buy-on-board food service, which it says will start with flights longer than 1,500 miles. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Disney character greetings are making a return.
Starting today, another Disney entertainment experience returns to Disneyland in California, Disney World in Florida, and aboard Disney's cruise lines. Character meet and greets. So if you want that hug from Mickey or a giggle with Goofy, go for it. The park put them on hold because of the pandemic and the required health and safety protocols. The character experiences will be phased in through the spring and early summer. The parks are also bringing back this spring some nighttime events like Fantasmic, Main Street Electrical Parade, and World of Color. Evan Brown, Fox News.
The third installment of Harry Potter's spinoff didn't make much office magic, box office magic. Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, netted just $43 million in U.S. ticket sales, a low for the franchise. It was followed by Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and Father Stu. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.